FM with Laura Fox podcast.
Emma, are you heading anywhere this summer for holidays?
Not yet. Sure, we work every weekend, Ross.
We don't get any time off. Well, for those of you who are, it is holiday season and you may be heading to far-flung places or just a short city hop away. So we thought that it might be a nice idea to look into the essential apps that you need to download before you head off to make the most of your time away with as little stress as possible. So joining us now is journalist and gal about town who knows about these things and can tell us what we need. It is Sarah Malocco. How are you?
Hey girls, how are we doing?
Good, thank you. So listen, Sarah, we know you are travelling yourself now. You're away for a wedding in Galway all week. But I think you've broken this up into categories. So let's start with the basics. So what do we need app-wise when it comes to transport?
So there's definitely two basic ones that are great for most cities and countries. So the first of which is City Mapper. I know people mostly use Google Maps here to plan how to get like from A to B, whether it's walking or on public transport. But in a lot of countries, I'm sure people have experienced this, like the Google app support can be not as accurate. So City Mapper offers like really comprehensive journey planning for public transport. There's like over 300 different types of public transport on it, like metros, buses, whatever, and then routes via private transfer as well. This is in like 31 countries, so it's really, really handy. I know once you have kind of your accommodation booked, your flights booked, you start thinking like, oh, well, how am I actually going to get to all these sites that I want to see? So that is a great one.
Do we have it here? Because I know a friend of mine uses it in London for everything, but I hadn't heard of it until then.
Yeah, I think it's just like we're very much accustomed to using Google Maps. Like it is here in Dublin, so... but I just think we prefer Google Maps here for
creatures
whatever reason,
habit.
Maybe because it worked well. Yeah.
Well, Sarah, I am downloading that straight away. I've never even heard of it. So now we know how to get around. What about the good stuff like entertainment? What's the story there?
Yeah, so there's some really good apps. So Resident Advisor would definitely be my personal favorite one. And I've booked amazing, you know, club nights and tickets to things on Resident Advisor here in Dublin as well, because we do have it here. But I first got to know it when I was in Berlin a few years ago. And it was just such a good way to find unique events in the area that you're staying. I think a lot of people maybe associate it with nightlife or clubbing experiences, but also caters to cultural events. So music, comedy, anything in the arts. And it's quite similar to something like Eventbrite that a lot of people would have used before. So you can search events by location, make your bookings, manage your tickets, do all that stuff in that.
Wow. Okay. So Resident Advisor.
Yeah. God, and then if you're... Yeah, it's so handy. And then like if you're a solo traveler as well, or if you want to kind of go away and meet new people while you're there, another good one is Meetup. So apps like Meetup, I feel, are growing in popularity a lot at the moment. So you can meet up with kind of like-minded people to hang out and do, you know, different excursions or different activities. So it could be dance classes, dinners, sports, anything like that. And it like takes away, you know, that fear of doing things on your own. I think that can hold people back a lot. So this is a good way, like you kind of know everyone going into the experience is in the same boat as you. They're there to meet new people. And it's kind of, you know, similar to something like Bumble BFF, which is like Tinder, but for just making friends. Or Time Left is another one that's getting really popular, where you literally just go and you have dinner in a restaurant with a bunch of strangers. So, you know, there's that kind of excitement of meeting new people, but also taking the fear away of like doing something on your own.
I will say that is probably my worst nightmare, going for dinner with strangers. But I'm sure some people will be really, really into it. Now, back to the first question, because I know we were talking about City Mapper, but for people who actually maybe don't rent a car or anything, is there any kind of like taxi apps or things that we could download for other transport options?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So Uber is a great one. You know, if you're just not arse kind of navigating a multi-leg trip via public transport, or if you're kind of in a clinch and you are struggling with the public transport system abroad and you need to get somewhere ASAP. Using Uber is great. It's generally a bit cheaper than, you know, other taxi apps. A lot of the pricing comes down to things like local regulations and like supply and demand. But yeah, that's available in a number of countries. However, it is also banned in a few countries. So it's worth checking out before you go abroad, because there might be like a local service that's just as quick and cheap. Also free now, which I think a lot of people would be used to using. That's available in multiple countries too.
I've used that in Portugal actually, and the price difference, you know, when you're away, the taxis are always so much cheaper. And now, but for anyone going away in a break, and Roz, I feel like this one might kind of apply to you. Food is obviously a major factor when you're making a holiday decision as well. So what apps would you say can help in this department?
So there's three really good ones here. So the first one I would recommend is Word of Mouth. So this is kind of billed as like made for foodies, like by foodies. So it's sharing the best kind of local bites. There's advice on different cuisine spots in all different countries and cities. It's like a restaurant guide, but it's kind of continually updated by the community on the app. And it goes a bit more in depth about things than, you know, a usual Yelp review would. Because I find when people kind of review things maybe on Yelp, it might be because they have a complaint or something. Yeah. Whereas with Word of Mouth, it's like quite targeted to discuss the food, the atmosphere, all that kind of thing. And then another one that's quite good is Happy Cow. So for anyone who's traveling who might be vegan or vegetarian, I think there can sometimes be a bit of a struggle to make sure your dietary requirements are being met. And that could just be down to something as simple as like menu translations not, you know, being super understandable. So Happy Cow, it features local vegan restaurants, you know, healthy vegetarian food places, and even like natural food stores and things like that. And that's available in 180 countries. So that's very handy if you're traveling and you want to make sure that you can, you know, eat the way that you want to. And then another fun one that I really like is Too Good To Go. So this app is focused on cutting down food waste, but it's also really handy if you're on a budget. So basically what you do is you go on the app and you have it set to your local area. And different cafes, restaurants, and other, you know, even supermarkets do it. They have Too Good To Go surprise bags for a really cheap price. So you can get, you know, you could pay like $4.99 and you are guaranteed, we'll say, 18 or 20 euro worth of food. But the only thing is it's a surprise. So you don't know what's in it, but it's a great way to kind of try different things. And even if you wanted to, you know, go for a picnic somewhere while you're abroad, you could go pick up a Too Good To Go bag and then settle in and see what you got. So it's just a bit of crack, but you just can't be too picky an eater if you want to try this.
I actually just heard about this last week because a friend of mine was telling me that it's available in Ireland and that some of her friends have done it and gotten great things from it.
Yeah, I've tried it in Ireland as well. I'd be a big fan of it. Like the cutting down on food waste aspect would be a big part for me, but it's also like getting to try different places that I maybe wouldn't think to try, or even just, you know, walking that extra 10 minutes out of your way to try a different place because you're getting a really good bargain. But yeah, definitely recommend that one.
And speaking about bargains, you also have an app for us to save some money.
Well, for kind of, I think one thing that comes up on holidays, especially if you're going away on a group, is like, or with a group, is how you're going to divvy up who's paying for what, or there, you know, if you want to just avoid the awkward kind of bill settling and back and forths. Because I feel like, you know, if you go away with a group of friends, there's always someone that's like generous to a fault and they're like, I'll just get this and you can revolute me later. But there's this app called TriCount, and basically it allows you to create a group on the app that includes everyone on the trip. So then if someone covers the bill for like a meal or an excursion, you just input like what you have paid and then it divides it up for you in the app. So everyone knows kind of what they owe each other. And it can also be great for two-person trips. So if you don't want to just split everything in the restaurant or whatever else, but you want to make sure that one person isn't footing the bill too frequently, you can just see in that app who's kind of maybe paying more, you know, than another person. And then maybe the person who has paid a bit less, they can get the dinner the next time.
So you're telling me, us Irish friends going on a holiday, we cannot have the fight over, no, I'll do it. No, I'll do it.
No,
that's
Mrs.
gone.
Doyle,
yeah, exactly.
That is
no,
gone.
Yeah, I'm curing the generous to a fault mentality.
Wow.
You know, this is the way to kind of pay your share. And it just avoids, you know, any kind of differentiations and people kind of thinking what is owed and what is not. So it's very handy.
Exactly. Now, to round up, so your advice for getting around: City Mapper, Uber, Free Now, Events, Resident Advisor, Meetup, Time Left. Food would be Word of Mouth, Happy Cow, and Too Good To Go, and your budget, TriCount. Absolutely wonderful stuff.
Sarah, thank you so much for filling us in on all of that. We'll be loading up our phones straight away after the show, I think. I think anyone out there listening will. Listen, I know you're a busy girl. You've got a wedding this week, so enjoy the wedding, and thanks so much for joining us.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.